so we could get this hot tub. We finally got it in the backyard, and we need some maintenance on it. Even after like the first week, it was mad dirty. Like we had like 20 people in it after one night. Just it was just a blast, but it was a great, great investment.
That was Gronk on Conan O'Brien on TBS. That actually is a reason why I feel at the moment I do not want to buy a house with a pool, because I would be a disgrace
why?
At maintaining a pool.
Well, that's why you hire somebody to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jackie Goss, who's one of the funniest people on earth on Twitter,
yes.
He owns a pool maintenance company. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to buy a pool and then take money out of the hands of people like Jackie Goss?
Well, now that you mentioned that he owns that, I've changed my mind.
Why?
You've seen my apartment. You can see,
yeah.
My parents eventually got a maid, but my overall lack of at times cleanliness basically derives from my family.
Right.
And
wait, derives from your family?
Yeah, we would be.
Your family's really your house is neat, isn't it?
It was when you came.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's not always like that.
All right.
It's not always like that. And I would be a disaster, I think, at keeping a pool.
No, you hire a pool guy. You hire a pool. Because even if you were a neat and tidy person, you'd mess the chemicals up.
Probably.
There's a good chance you would. And then all of a sudden, people's skin would be getting stripped off in your pool. Need that.
All right, best college investments that we've made in honor of Gronk and the hot tub.
One of our listeners suggested this, and I can't believe I didn't think of it myself. Fake ID, which I didn't, for me, wasn't an investment. I was lucky enough to have an older sibling that I looked a lot alike. I'm not going to say who he is because he's got like an important job now.
Yeah.
But
you were really ahead of the curve.
I was really lucky because I looked enough like him, and he was 21 when I was a freshman in college. So it was just bam, off to the races.
Shower shoes, key.
Oh, shower shoes, yeah.
Very, very small investment monetarily, but very key, especially in freshman year.
Let me ask you this about fake IDs. I got to think, because I was still like on that tail end of where the technology hadn't really advanced
that much.
Ain't
worth it, man.
What's that?
Ain't worth it.
Well, can you even get it anymore? Can you even pull it off?
I don't know. I don't know if you can pull it off because they can swipe it now, but it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Well,
it is like, it's a hardcore crime
yeah.
to get caught with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, kids out there, if you're listening, times have changed too. It used to be way more lax. Like, it was almost, when I went to college, it was almost like the bouncer just wanted to see something. Like, let me look at something that doesn't look like you did it with crayon. And then, like, the bouncer wanted to be let off the hook in a certain way. It helped if you played football. And
I'm sure it did.
It helped if you knew people and if you played football.
All right, best college investments. Let's see here. I'm looking at the text line. Let's see. One person bought a kegerator for the house. Cold draft the house all the time was an excellent investment.
Yeah. Kegerators, I'll tell you, this is one of the little scams that one of my friends, my friend thought he was cluing me in on a scam that, like, he didn't even call it a scam. He called it his strategy or something. He had some word for it to try to make it sound good. But he clued me in. He's like, one Saturday night, he's like, Seth, at 5 a.m., I'm gonna come over and just I'm gonna show you. It's how I've been making money the last couple of years. So because he was a senior, he was graduating. I was like a sophomore at the time. So he comes over, and his little business he had was to drive around all the fraternities and grab the kegs like off their back porch. And then go get the deposits.
I did many of stuff like that.
It was just thieving. It was outright thieving. But one of the safest places where you're not going to get caught is like at a fraternity at 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
I think it's a great business.
It's a great business. The most important thing that you can have, though, is a keg pump. Like, they cost you about $140
bucks. Yeah.
But a lot of times when people get kegs, they don't have the pumps. So if you have the keg pump, you're good. You're good to go no matter what. And plus, getting it, paying the deposit, all that. A lot of times you don't even have money for the deposit because you're college kids and you're broke. But if you can just get that keg pump, you're in damn good shape.
Yeah.
Damn good shape.
That does make sense.
I had a Brother word processor. It was pretty sweet. That helped a lot.
A Brother word processor?
Yeah, see, I had a word processor. That was before everybody had computers.
Everybody had laptops.
And we turned in papers in paper form.
Yes.
You kids, you don't even know. A paper is called a paper because it used to be made out of paper.
Yeah.
And then you would turn that into your professor. picture, a big stack of paper with as big a font as you could get away with. Yes. People, they thought you were going to be clever and like use a big font and double spacing. Like, they're on to you. They're like, these are college professors. They might be stoned all the time, but they can tell that you spaced it too damn wide. Yeah. It's a number of words that matter.
Yes.
Walmart or Target hoodies is another good investment you can use. Just hoodies that you're willing to get rid of, because I would write like the answers to the test like on the sleeve of the hoodie. And then I would just throw it away after. Like the math formulas, you just put it like in Sharpie on the hoodie that you're just willing to get rid of. So I would have like some Walmart hoodies on test days and whatnot, just in case you need to cheat.
I'm shocked at how much people cheat. It really shocks me. It's when I see these surveys and the number of people, they admit how much they cheat.
It's kind of crazy.
Like, I'm in the minority that I never cheated on a test in college.
Neither have I.
I wasn't, like, I wouldn't, I don't know if, look, I claim I've got plausible deniability in terms of whether people cheated off of me or not. I was very loose.
So you weren't a jerk about it?
I wasn't a jerk about it. If somebody was going to. But they also, professors are smart and would, like, stagger the questions. It made it really hard to cheat.
I would only cheat on stuff that I knew was worthless. Like, you don't need to teach me calculus. Like, I don't need to hear calculus.
How do you
calculus.
Cheat on
like,
calculus, though?
You write the formulas on your sleeve.
But you usually don't even have to memorize the formulas.
Hell yeah, you do.
You probably didn't even weren't paying attention in class enough to know that you were allowed to have the formulas with you.
No, I wasn't allowed to
have
the formulas.
They just want to know whether you can use the formulas.
No, I'm telling you, I had some mean math teachers. I would do that. But, like, in a major class, I wouldn't cheat. Also, investments, you can invest time. Like, if someone's really smart, like, just invite them to a party and just be real nice to them, because then
buddy?
Yeah, because then then you might have some help in class the rest of the time. So you don't have to necessarily invest money. You got to invest time too.
Sounds like some mean girl stuff right there, man.
No,
you make friends with them. The nerdy one.
You make friends with them, but you got to scratch someone's back that scratches yours. If they're letting you look at the paper, hey, we're at Chimmy's. Come on down.
Listener says the best purchase he made in college was 3 baby bunnies that lived cage free in my room. Girls loved them, but they did poop everywhere.
Yeah, you can't do cage free.
I don't know about the cage
you
free.
You can't do cage free. That's not acceptable.
They lived cage free, or let them run around cage? Yeah, I mean, let them around. Like, bunny poop cleans up easy. It's just little pellets. You almost mistake them for candy. It's bunny poop's no big
it's
deal.
A common...
But I would say, I mean, they only remain babies for so long.
Yeah.
Then what did you do? Did you set them free? You set a white bunny free in the wild, and
three
it's just like
bunnies?
Here you go. I'm basically giving you to an owl. All right. Here you go, baby bunny. All white, so you have no camouflage at all. Have fun getting your gizzards pecked out by an owl while you're still alive.
Let's go to Mark on Mad Radio. Mark, what's the best college investment you've ever made?
Well, there's one important aspect of the kegerator thing you've got to get going here, and that was we certainly had the kegerator, but played college athletics, and one of my teammates was a walk-on, didn't make the team, went to work for UPS. And so he was getting off at 3 o'clock in the morning. We allowed him to stake out a couple of really important locations that for delivery guys, and we actually got a delivery guy on retainer every Tuesday and Thursday, a single keg on Tuesday, 2 kegs on Thursday, dropped off at our house. So that was an important investment, is the stakeout, probably for better than 10 days to find a guy we could get on his keg route, so we didn't have to go deal with all the deposits and all that stuff, just a drop-off pickup service.
Yeah, that's pretty baller. That's where
that's
know what it is?
Forward thinking.
Anything you can do in college that comes off looking like you're an actual man, like an adult, it really blows people away with your maturity. I remember going back to college.
You buy someone a drink.
And you buy somebody a drink.
It's a gigantic deal.
Even if it's a nickel.
You try to buy a strange woman a drink in a bar like as an adult, and you're lucky not to get it thrown in your face. Like, she's on to you.
Yeah.
You buy a drink in college, and it's like, oh my God, are you a billionaire?
That's the one thing that women appreciate that is priceless. Like, if you get a girl some earrings or something, she's going to look up online how much they cost. But you could be at Nickel Beer Night and get a girl a beer and walk it over to the table, and
she
appreciates it just much as if it's $8.
That's in college. And then, like, within 3 months of her being in the adult world, she's like, oh, this sucks.
Yes.
Like, oh, great, some slime ball just bought me a drink. What's Heath looking for? Yeah.